glad you're here. It's Tuesday. It's Testimony Tuesday. It's January 17th, 2012. And when we say fellowship is sweeter, it's certainly sweeter for a couple that has been married 6 months as of today. Fred and Judy, after their honeymoon in Niagara Falls, they're looking at each other this morning saying, "Fred, I love you." And Fred's saying, "Judy, I love you." Has it only been 6 months? It seems like it's been 60 years. We're so in love. Well, congratulations, guys, on your 6 month anniversary. And we want to thank the Bauer family for dedicating this day in honor of this special couple. They love Fred and Judy very much, and they let us know that Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 was a special verse that is dear to these two, to this couple's hearts. It's, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." And the wedding bells rang on this day, July 17th, 2011, for Fred and Judy Mall. And we just celebrate with them. And we thank the Bauer family for thinking of this creative way to not only finance this radio ministry, but to honor this dear couple who they love and cherish. So happy anniversary, Fred and Judy. And we hope that the radio spots you hear throughout the day will encourage you in your marriage and will encourage you in your faith journey. And thank you, Bauer family, for giving us the resources so we can broadcast God-honoring messages all day and all night. And if you were tuned in yesterday, you heard a God-honoring message and testimony, I believe, because Jennifer Garan shared some of her story and some of the ways, unique ways, that God has been at work in her life. She's been a local for a number of years, married to a wonderful Bill for 32 years. They have three children, a set of twins, two sons and another son, and she shared yesterday that one of her greatest achievements was getting through and surviving three children in diapers at the same time. But she's had a number of successes locally. She's been very involved in drama, taught at Judah Christian School for a number of years, a homemaker, a wife, a professional, a graduate from U of I in theater, and has used those skill sets in so many different ways. And I asked Jennifer if she could stay around so we could have another day of broadcasts. And so we're going to introduce you to an endeavor that she's going to have going on at Parkland College on February 4th. It's free to the community, though they will be seeking donations for some great causes. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But Jennifer, those that missed yesterday's program can go to greatnewsradio.org and go to our archive programs link and hear some of your testimony and some of the things behind why you're doing what you're doing, and some of the background on your story. But today I thought we would spend a little time talking about how God can use drama and how drama can be effectively used to not only proclaim the message of Jesus or God's love, but it can proclaim truths in so many different ways. And in fact, you've done that overseas and in Jordan this past May 2011. You visited Israel and you've seen God use drama in a variety of ways. But tell us a little about the uniqueness on how God convey messages through drama and then how you've seen him use you. Yeah, see, I blur. I do that all the time. I don't know where I want to go, and then I ask the loaded questions. So let me see if I can. Yeah. I always do that. I add what I typically do, I overstate something, and then they're like, "What question do you want me to answer?" And it boggles me.
Ooh, that's a loaded question, Mark. But you know what? Before I answer or try to answer that question, I have to be able to brag on the fact that I have three grandsons as well. And today is my third son's birthday. He is 27 years old, so happy birthday, Daniel Joseph.
Hey, Daniel, happy birthday.
Okay. Now to the other stuff. You get that important stuff
yes,
in there,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. I think that even before I gave my life to Christ, I liked using drama as a tool for education and healing. Things that could change people's hearts and minds, have them reflect, make their lives better in some way. So even though I love drama for entertainment, when I really put my time and energy into something, especially directing or writing, I want to do something that I feel will somehow make the world a better place to live in. And this event at Parkland is, it's not my debut because, well, let me start at the beginning. Last year, Parkland sent out a request to directors for one acts because they were going to do a weekend of one acts. And I looked through one acts, and I could not think of any one act that I particularly wanted to direct. And I noticed on my laptop that I had two scenes there. I've been creating scenes out of usually things that I see in real life because they strike me as very funny or something. Mm-hmm. I come back, I write a scene, and when I looked at those two scenes, I thought, I could actually put those together and make that into a one act. So pretty much on a lark, I made that into a one act and sent it off, and the artistic director out at Parkland, Randy Collins Hard, said, I want to do that one act. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, I like it. So anyway, that's how this started.
Now, for some of us that are fine arts challenged, what is a one act?
Oh, well, it's... Oh, God. Okay, just a second.
I don't know
what it is.
I'm thinking, I mean, I kind of know what it is. It's just it's like where you're the one show.
A one act is a piece that has a beginning, middle, and end. Okay. And it's usually a shorter piece. It's, you know, somewhere between 30 minutes and 50 minutes or whatever. But it's not a full-length play where you have more of a two-hour show or something like that.
Oh, and it's not just one person.
No.
Oh, I was thinking
that would be a monologue or a one-person show, right?
Okay.
But no. One act is just basically tells you that it's a shorter piece, and you can expect it to be a half hour long.
Okay,
or something
like an abbreviated version or a snapshot into like a.
Well, it usually has a beginning, middle, and end.
Okay.
So, although mine was really more of a slice of life, because then what happened is that the artistic director out there asked me if I would please make it into a full length play, and that's how this all came about. Because she really felt that it had a lot of, it's character driven. There's a lot of very interesting and funny characters in it. And yet it's poignant and reflective. And you basically go into the lives of these people in this town. And as a matter of fact, it takes place in two different places. It's called A Week in Mercy Falls. Mercy Falls is the town. And there's two different places. You have the doll shop, Aunt Dottie's Dolls. And for anybody who's been around Champaign for a while and liked dolls, they'll know that at one point in time in downtown Champaign, there was, in fact, an Aunt Dottie's Dolls that was run by a woman named Dorothy, and it was across the street from Christie Clinic.
Hmm.
And this is actually the doll shop that's in my play.
I can't say I've ever been there.
Well, probably most people haven't been. But if you come to the play, you will be there because you'll get a little taste of what it was like at Aunt Dottie's Dolls. But the point of the play is the importance of community and humanity in the life and health of the individual. We were created to be social mm-hmm. creatures. We can't grow in Christ. We can't become more whole, more mature without the challenges and struggles of interacting with one another mm-hmm. and learning about forgiveness and tolerance, just all the different things that God puts us together to learn. We think that the most important things in our lives are things like when they say, what do you do? Well, I'm a radio announcer or I'm a dramatist. But actually, for God, our main job description is to become more like Christ.
Right. Yeah, to describe or explain whose we are.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so, you know, can we do that without one another? Not very well. You know, I mean, we don't get the challenges. It is challenging to be in community, but that is where we grow and change, and that's where, you know, that's what the church is. And so community is very important in the health of the individual. And what you see in this play is you see the various ways people have created communities for themselves and what needs they meet. And in this play, the great conflict is that the community will start to break up for reasons beyond anything that they can control.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen to these people? Will they find a different community? Will they be left alone? What will happen? And how will they fare for the rest of their lives because of this?
And this is coming to Parkland Theater on Saturday, February 4th. It's a 7:30 presentation,
mm-hmm.
and it's free, open to everyone, but do they have to call in to get tickets?
No, they sure don't.
Work?
They sure don't. It's first of all, it's a semi-staged reading, so they're not seeing a play. This is part of the playwriting process. What's going to happen is they'll come, they just come. It is a benefit for the United Way because I wanted to give back to the community. And the Altrusa International Club of Champaign-Urbana is actually going to be doing what we're calling a bake sale potluck, because it does have some funny things about the church. We have to be able to laugh at ourselves, some of the things that we do, right? And so they're going to be selling some things out in the lobby for intermission, and those things, too, will go back to benefit the community through United Way. Then at the end of the semi-staged reading, and what that means is people will be holding scripts. This is the third revision of my play. People will be holding scripts, but they will be speaking in character. There will be some movement, some blocking on the stage, but you're not going to a fully produced stage production. Maybe they'll wear a dress, a costume piece or something that will indicate a little bit about their character. But it's not a fully staged production. And at the end, there's a talk back, and it will be moderated by one of the professors out there, J.W. Morissette. And the audience will be able to give feedback. I really liked this. This worked. This didn't work. I didn't understand this. And it will help me to see what further revisions I have to make in this particular piece before it's a completed new work.
Wow, so it's kind of like a working draft, but you have to almost be somewhat thick-skinned because people are going to be maybe critiquing.
Oh, absolutely.
I would say criticizing, but people should come with an open mind that they're going to learn some things about community. They're going to learn how a play is kind of put together. And many of us just go to a play and we see it, but we get to kind of be an active agent in helping you develop it.
Absolutely. The audience, you know, they may give me a comment that changes the play, you know, in a significant way, but, you know, it could definitely change what I've written.
Yeah, I think you were telling me off air that the ending could actually be changed or tweaked, or they could help determine where this character goes.
Yeah, they'll just give me feedback, and I'll see, you know, if it's something that really resonates with me, and I say, yeah, you know, that really would benefit that character or that player. It would make the objective clearer, whatever. But they would be part of a playwriting process, which is pretty, you know, we don't do many events like this in town, and so this is pretty exciting for me and hopefully for the people that come as well.
Now, will you be any of the characters, or are you just directing?
Okay, no, so I'm not any of
this
the
time
characters.
You're not going to be involved in the drama, but you were recently involved in some drama over in Amman, Jordan.
Oh, yeah. I went over to Amman with the Christians in Theater Arts organization that I'm a member of, and we did drama curriculum in a Baptist school over in Amman, and we also did some performances for the student body. And then after that, we went to Israel for a few days, and the man that led our tour is a professional working actor in New York, and he acts out various skits and events when we're at the site. So when we were at Mount Nebo, he was God talking to Moses and telling him that he couldn't go into the promised land. And people, they just start acting, and people that are there just start watching. It was a little bit uncomfortable for me, actually, initially. Yeah. But I started getting used to the spontaneous process, you know, after a couple times. So.
Yeah, in fact, I saw some of the photographs in your book, and in the Garden Tomb area, I could see him breaking bread, kind of, if you will, with a shawl over him, like depicting Jesus. And I mean, actually, it looked like he had the beard and could have been that character representative of Jesus. And so he'd take the bread and then maybe speak some of the biblical narrative.
Oh yeah, we all took communion there as well, and people watched.
Yesterday, if you tuned in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, you heard some more of Jennifer's testimony and some of the sharing and the uniqueness of how you can use drama. And I had shared yesterday that I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago that I had that whole concept of the Great News Radio drama team and how it could be utilized in our community. And I continue to kind of pray that up and see if at some point God would raise up individuals that have those latent skills or those abilities to act, but maybe they're in the small church and it just doesn't get realized, or there's no drama department in their church, or there's no outlet, or maybe they work for 3 weeks on one skit and then it's done and that's it. And yet you've seen God using drama in so many different ways in schools in Jordan, certainly throughout our community. But tell us some of the unique things that happen when something can be portrayed in a drama form. It's kind of like above language. I mean, some of the skits, maybe there's nothing even verbalized, or what can be portrayed through the nonverbals, through body language, through through facial expressions. I mean, there's a real power or message that God can use through drama, right? Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that when somebody watches somebody actually become the character, and if they're believable enough, that takes them to places that just a reading, you know, reading a book or reciting a narrative doesn't. And especially if they're open emotionally, spiritually to what's going on, there's a good chance that that could touch them in a way that the other methods of communication can't.
I think so many times Jesus oftentimes in parables gave word pictures or things that people could get in their mind or illustrations, like look at the birds of the air. And there's probably a good chance a flock of birds flew over, or he talked about the city on top of a hill. And many will say if he was speaking that around Capernaum, he could have been pointing towards Tiberias or the mountains off in the distance, and just many of the illustrations. But then, you know, as he spoke, he probably used his hands and the facial expressions. I mean, when people felt comfortable going to him, I'm sure there was that love, that compassion in his eyes. And in drama, as you take on a character, you can kind of portray those things and really draw us in and then touch our hearts and minds with a powerful message. Well, that's going to happen, I guess, on Saturday, February 4th at the Parkland College Theater. But this is going to be kind of a comedy drama. So tell us a little about the story.
Well, it's family friendly. It's a comedy drama. Like I said, it takes place in Aunt Dottie's doll shop and the apartment that's in the same building as Aunt Dottie's doll shop. It's a place where people have found community and value. And basically what happens, like in so many downtown places, the man who owned the building and rented it to Aunt Dottie dies. His nephew inherits the building. And I don't want to tell you all
I can
rest.
Already see a conflict is but, around the horizon.
But the thing that I think is most important about the play is that you see the interactions between people, how they need one another, and how important community is to the health, especially of the aging individual. And yes, I have a quirky sense of humor. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite characters is a malapropist. Do you know what that is? Do you know what malapropism is?
Malapropism? Yeah, trying to break it down.
Well, it's somebody who uses words wrong.
Hey, I'm one of those. I'm the president of that club.
Okay. So there's one particular character. She's actually my favorite. If I were to act in this, I would be Ethel.
Yeah.
But she uses words wrong all the time, and it's hysterical the kind of situation she gets into because she's used the wrong word. So
hey, I'm right there.
Yeah. So, you know, the humor is stuff that people can relate to, and it's also about maintaining a sense of humor as we get older, because if we can't laugh at ourselves, it's not a very happy journey, right? Aging is tough.
Well, this is going to be a free event, and you can help Jennifer's cause by being there and sharing and supporting her and critiquing it in a loving way and giving her advice or counsel or recommendations, because this is kind of like not a rough draft. I mean, this is like in the final stages, but you're working it through, and this is going to turn into a play that'll be maybe performed locally or, you know, who knows, maybe nationally. So that's coming to the Parkland College Theater on the Parkland College campus. It's on the west end of the Parkland campus, and it's Saturday, February 4th at 7:30 p.m. It's free, though they will be receiving donations at the door to help the United Way. Mercy Falls will be putting on a bake sale, and there'll be all sorts of goods and interesting items for sale. And it's for a good cause, and this would be a great way to not only support Jennifer Garan, who's a follower of Jesus, a committed Christian, but it'll enable not only Parkland Theater and others to see that, wow, there's a good turnout of people and there's a lot of support here, and for Jennifer to continue to use her skill sets and her ability to write plays. The more support you can show and the bigger turnout, it always, I mean, in some of our radio events, like at the Virginia Theater and other places, or the U of I Assembly Hall, when we put on a special event and all these Christians came out, they said, wow. So they were really encouraged. So let's show some support. And as Jennifer continues to write different plays to God's glory, we can help assist her and validate her in her calling.
Yeah.
So come on out, Parkland College on Saturday. So I'm trusting many of you are going to come out to Parkland College on Saturday, February 4th, 7:30 p.m. Well, in case you just tuned in, today and yesterday, Monday and Tuesday, we had Jennifer Gran. She's a local artist, a playwright, very involved in theater and drama over the years, and we want to support her with her endeavor with this new play and other things that God's been putting on her heart for some years, and maybe in the future we can talk some more about that, Jennifer. But put on your calendar Saturday, February 4th, 7:30, Parkland College Theater, free event, but donations will be received at the door. I hope many of you can come out for that. And if you missed yesterday's broadcast, you can log on at greatnewsradio.org to the archived programs link and hear some of Jennifer's testimony along with some of the other things God's been doing in her life. Let me also mention something that God is doing in the life of this radio ministry with our big extravaganza coming in March the 29th. It's a Thursday night to the Virginia Theater. Great News Radio is holding a listener appreciation concert with four multi-Dove Award-winning artists. Most all of you are very familiar with these artists. We play a lot of their music, and it's an evening you don't want to miss. Tickets are currently on sale, and we firmly believe we will sell out in the coming weeks. So let me give you some information on how you can join us to hear Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card all in one evening at the Virginia Theater as the Christian Classic Tour comes to Champaign, Urbana. General admission tickets are $11, and there is a box office or an online fee. But because of some great sponsors, and we're looking for others to help underwrite some of the costs of this evening so we can keep the ticket price at $11, but thank you God for Jamie Cheshire and Cheshire Financial and other friends and family members and businesses that are entertaining the idea to help underwrite some of the costs and come on as sponsors. And so if you need more information about that, you can call us at 217-367-7777. The Virginia Theater box office phone number is 217-356-9063. Or you can get tickets online at the, T-H-E, Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A .org. So put that date on your calendar, March 29th, and join other Great News Radio listeners for a super spectacular, fun, God-honoring, worshipful evening. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.